This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Iran fires missiles at two bases used by U.S. troops in Iraq. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports on the latest developments.
This is a sound from video shot by an Iraqi soldier of Iranian missiles hitting one of two bases that house U.S. and coalition forces. President Trump later tweeting that all is well, adding so far so good when it comes to casualties. Iran's Revolutionary Guard firing the ballistic missiles in response to the U.S. drone killing of the Guard's top general. After the missile strikes, Iran's foreign minister called the attacks proportionate measures in self-defense and said it is not seeking to escalate the situation, but would defend itself against any aggression. Trump says he'll have a statement on the strikes Wednesday morning. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The U.S. Senate appears to be moving closer to an impeachment trial for President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
After Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
"We have the votes."
He says Republicans can start the impeachment trial in the Senate without calling any witnesses immediately.
What's good for President Clinton is good for President Trump.
McConnell called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Pelosi was meeting with her leadership team at the Capitol when she was told about the Iranian strikes in Iraq and reportedly asked them to pray. The top Democrat in the Senate, New York's Chuck Schumer, says Republicans don't want witnesses because they'll implicate President Trump.
Witnesses and documents, fair trial. No witnesses and no documents, cover up.
The nation's third impeachment trial ever could start in days once the Senate receives articles of impeachment from the House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine.